Doctor, let's take a look at where we are now in this fourth wave of the coronavirus. There's an average of almost 84,000 new cases every day and more than 1,500 deaths every day. Still bad, but down considerably from a month ago. Are we coming out of the Delta wave? And as we head into colder weather, people going inside, holiday travel, what is the real possibility that we could have a fifth wave of the virus, especially if there's not a spike in vaccinations?
Well, that's the issue, I think, what you just mentioned just now, Chris. It's going to be within our capability to prevent that from happening. You're right. The numbers are going down. The cases are down about 23%. The hospitalizations and deaths are down 17 or 18%. So we're going in the right direction. The problem is, as we all know, we still have approximately 66 million people who are eligible to be vaccinated who are not vaccinated. The degree to which we continue to come down in that slope will depend on how well we do about getting more people vaccinated. If we don't do very well in that regard, there's always the danger that there'll be enough circulating virus that you can have a stalling of the diminishing of the number of cases. And when that happens, as we've seen in the past with other waves that we've been through, there's the danger of resurgence. But we can do something about that. That's the whole point that we keep emphasizing. The more people we get vaccinated, the less likelihood is there going to be another surge as we go into the winter.
So briefly, what is your advice for the holiday season, for travel, for gathering together as families, first for groups that are vaccinated and then for groups that aren't?
Well, for groups that are vaccinated, I think we can enjoy the holiday season. I get asked that all the time, you know, trick-or-treating and Halloween, Thanksgiving with the family. When you're in the family unit among people who are vaccinated, I think you should just enjoy the holidays as best you can in the family spirit. For those who are not vaccinated, first, I would encourage them very strongly to get vaccinated. But if they're not, they should do what the CDC recommends, is when you're in an indoor setting, in a public indoor setting, to wear a mask. It's very important. We know that masks work, and they could greatly diminish the likelihood that you're going to get infected, which is another reason why we keep saying why it's so important to get vaccinated, because not only will it be good for your own health and that of your family, it will make it much easier for you to enjoy the kinds of things in society that you'd like to enjoy anyway.